Joyce Herndon has been working full-time at the Stanton Union Stockyard since 1991.
I'm the secretary, bookkeeper, accounts receivable, accounts payable, do most everything.
On sale days, farmers from all over the Shenandoah Valley bring in their cattle for auction. It could be from 500 to 1,500 cows for sale at a time. She and the other ladies in the office stay until every last cow is paid for and processed. That can take until 7 p.m., 9 p.m., 1 a.m. The latest she stayed is 4 o'clock the following afternoon. So Joyce Herndon has some stamina, but there's something else you should know about her.
I'm 82.
Yeah, she's 82. How many 82-year-olds do you know who can pull the rare all-nighter?
I've done it so long that I reckon I'm used to it. I think your body gets immune or whatever.
I couldn't do that.
That's what my daughter says.
Well, how do you do it?
I don't know. They don't know how I do it. They said, how do you do it? I said, well, I don't know. We just do it.
It helps that Herndon really likes her job. Getting up and going to work every day, even on those brutal sale days, is not a burden.
I don't feel 82. I don't feel like my mind's 82. I still feel like my mind's 40. I love working on books, bookkeeping, and talking on the telephone, talking with the people, and joking. And
she also really likes her bosses, two brothers also in their 80s. They're the ones who persuaded her to stay on when she first considered retirement at age 65.
They didn't want me to quit, and I really didn't want to quit. And I thought, well, maybe if I work till I'm 70, and I got to be 70, and I still liked it, and I was still active, and I felt like my mind was good. So I thought, well, I'll work till I'm 75. And it just kept going on like that. Now here I am, 82.
In fact, the joke around the office is that Herndon may never retire. Voluntarily.
They said, well, they were going to build my coffin for me, and when I died, they'd carry me out in the coffin. They kid me about that all the time.
She thinks that the work itself, bookkeeping, working with numbers all day, keeps her mind sharp and stimulated. Bookkeeping, she says, can sometimes be like a puzzle.
When you can't find something in your bookkeeping and you know it's right there, as I used to tell the other girls, it's in there. It's in there somewhere. All of a sudden, there it is. Wonderful. We're back to zero again.
So she's got a great attitude. Her mind is sharp. She's surrounded by longtime friends and colleagues. All of this is key for maintaining vitality. But there are a few conditions that have made it possible for her to keep working into her ninth decade. Number one, it's a desk job. She's not on her feet all day. And number two, the stockyard doesn't do computers.
I don't know how to use one, and I don't want to learn at 82. When people come in and ask us to look up something, sometimes we have it in 5 minutes. They'll say, well, that was fast.
Herndon's husband passed away after 55 years of marriage in 2009. They had 3 children, 5 grandchildren, and now she has 6 great-grandchildren.
I just feel like I'm so lucky to have found this job, and it was what I wanted, actually, because I grew up on a farm, and I loved the farm. And when I found this job, I thought, oh, I just love it, being around the farmers and hear the farm talk like I did growing up. And that's another reason why I don't want to quit. I'm just so attached.
Work feels like home. How many people can say that?
I have no regrets. And if I had it do over again, I believe I'd do it the same thing. I'd work as long as I could.
And that's no bull. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
Support for WMRA's Women of Interest series comes from F&M Bank, a local independent community bank since 1908 with locations throughout the Shenandoah Valley, online at fmbankva.com.